I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, August 29th. No matter which system you go by, the names of the two brightest stars of Gemini aren't quite right. In mythology, the stars are named Pollux and Castor. They represent a pair of twin half-brothers. They had the same mother, but one had a mortal father, while the other was the son of Zeus, the king of the gods of Olympus. But the stars don't look like twins. Pollux is almost twice as bright as Castor, and it looks orange versus Castor's pure white. They were called the twins mainly because they're both bright and they appear close together. The stars themselves aren't physically related, and they're nothing alike. Pollux consists of a single giant star, while Castor is a system of six stars. A second naming system is also off. In this system, Castor is Alpha Geminorum, while Pollux is Beta Geminorum. The naming system was devised by Johann Baer. In a star atlas published in 1603, he assigned each star to a constellation, and he named the stars using the letters of the Greek alphabet. Alpha usually was applied to a constellation's brightest light, and beta to the second brightest. But in Gemini, they're reversed. No one is quite sure why that's the case. No matter the reason, though, the names of the bright twins of Gemini are a bit off. The stars appear near the moon early tomorrow. Pollux stands above the moon at first light, with Castor a little farther to the upper left of the moon. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.